Packing time, my love?
Yes, it's always tough to leave you. But Hades, this time feels much harder. Perhaps it's because I worked on the podcast with you. It brought us closer in a way nothing else has.
In what way?
Well, recording the podcast with you week after week and watching you plan out each episode so meticulously has shown me a side of you that we rarely see. Your empathy, creativity, and constant striving for improvement are incredible to see. I know I'll be able to play a minor role during the spring and summer months while I'm in the upper world with my mother, but it won't be the same. And who will take over the recipe segment?
The recipe segment. Nobody could replace you, my dear. My thought was to have Dionysus take the spring and summer months by providing some drink recipes.
Wow, that's an innovative idea. Dionysus will have to try and figure out some international drink recipes.
Yes, drinks like the sangria and the Bellini will make for interesting accompaniments to our tales. Well, my dear, I must be off. It's time for me to hold court.
I'll see you later, my love. I don't have much time and need to continue packing.
Understood. Why, if it isn't Queen Persephone? What brings you into Tartarus, my dear?
Well, I just wanted to meet you since I've never been to your corner of Tartarus before, Granddad.
Meet me, eh? I sense there's something weighing on your heart, my dear. Something that brings you to seek solace in the depths of Tartarus. Something that only you must bear.
What do you mean?
I mean that it is nearly spring, my dear, and I know how very difficult it is for you to have to leave a part of yourself behind each year.
Yes. It's tough to have to go to the upper world every spring. Over the millennia, I've come to love and respect Hades. We had a rocky start, but we've built something enduring, but this year...
Go on. This year?
This year feels harder somehow.
How so, my dear? What makes this year more difficult than previous ones?
Last year, when I came back in fall, Hades and I started his podcast. I never thought that it would become such an integral part of our lives. Taking this journey around the world while we rule over the underworld has opened my eyes to the many cultures that exist, the stories that have been passed down through generations, each one a glimpse into the hopes, dreams, and struggles of mortals. But more than that, it's brought Hades and me closer in a way I never dreamed of. As we've worked on this project together, I've seen a side of him that I never knew lay dormant. His passion, his creativity, his deep empathy for the human experience. I'm falling in love with him all over again, unearthing the treasures that make him so incredible. And now, as spring approaches, and I prepare to leave for the upper world, I feel like I'm not just leaving behind the underworld, but a piece of myself as well. The part of me that comes alive when Hades and I are creating something together, exploring the world through the lens of story and myth. I know it's my duty to return to the land of the living, to bring life and growth back to the world above. But this year, more than ever before, I feel torn between two worlds, two parts of myself that I'm not sure how to reconcile. I don't want to lose this newfound connection with Hades, this sense of purpose and meaning that the podcast has given us. But I don't know how to hold on to it while also fulfilling my obligations as the goddess of spring. I'm not sure what I was thinking, pouring my heart out to you like this. It isn't as though this would change anything. I'd still need to go to the upper world, and I wouldn't be able to see Hades for half of the year.
Ah, but where there's a will, there is always a way.
We may be divine, but not even we can get everything we want.
True. But that is because each of us has dominion over certain aspects of the realm. For instance, as a goddess of vegetation, you could grow an apple tree right here in the heart of Tartarus, could you not?
Well, I've never tried that before, but I suppose I could.
But no matter how hard I try, an apple tree will never materialize at my command.
So what are you trying to say, Granddad?
The solution to your problem is closer than you think, my dear. You see, I am the personification of time, and I could create a temporal gate for you that would allow you to work on your podcast while also tending to your duties in the upper world.
But why would you do that for me?
During the many millennia I've spent here in Tartarus, I have observed the way you and Hades have interacted. Yes, your start was anything but a storybook romance, But the two of you have forged a bond that is quite rare, even for the gods. Only Dionysus and Lady Ariadne can compete with you for the title of most devoted couple, my dear. If Hades could show compassion to Orpheus and Eurydice, if Aphrodite could bring Pygmalion's statue to life, and if Psyche could risk everything she had to demonstrate her devotion to Eros, then how can I sit here watching your anguish without at least offering to help? For as the personification of time, it would be easy for me to devise a timely solution to your dilemma.
While growing up, Zeus told me about your cunning and how you might try to take back power from the Olympians. How do I know that you aren't simply trying to find a way out of Tartarus?
Ah, Zeus. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Might I remind you that Zeus himself swallowed Metis when she prophesied that she would give birth to two children, Athena, the goddess of wisdom, and a son who would overthrow him in the same way that he overthrew me.
Wow, really? That's news to me.
It's called a self-fulfilling prophecy, my dear. When one is afraid of losing power, one will inevitably take the very actions that lead to their downfall. But enough about Zeus and his stranglehold on power. You and Hades have been living with this arrangement for millennia. Am I right? And every year it is no less easy to bear. Am I right again?
Yes, that's right. You hit the nail on the head, but even if this is true, why would you want to get involved?
Is it a crime to help out my family?
Your reputation precedes you. I'm worried that...
What worries you, my dear?
A part of me feels as though you'd like me to take you up on your offer of creating a temporal gate so that you can use it to escape from Tartarus.
It's understandable you would feel that way, I suppose. After all, your father has told you to be wary of me since you were a godling. You don't have to make a decision today or even this month. Just know that my offer stands.
Thank you. Whether I take you up on it or not, I appreciate the thought. Kronos was on the last episode. He played a djinn. Even when Zeus got up in arms about it, Hades did not back down. My husband is a great judge of character because he is slow to anger, carefully weighs the facts before making decisions, and is incredibly fair. If my husband trusted Kronos to appear on his podcast, a podcast that is so sacred to him, he worked winter solstice and only celebrated it after we turned the underworld into a Caribbean paradise, then he obviously deems Kronos worthy of his trust. Kronos could have chosen not to show up, or he could have messed up his lines, or done other things to jeopardize the show. Aside from his initial display of bravado by making time jump a few days, maybe to prove a point, he hasn't done anything. I wish I knew what to do. I'm sure an answer will come to me in time.